on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, this is Steve Green and you're listening to Blank Generation and this is The Automatics.
You got ball play on the hoop, you drive a skid row, whoa. You need 6 stars, 7 towns on your way. Hey! Take some time to get to go. When you're walking with the radio. Why she driving me insane, yeah. We thought to talk about law in the philosophy of change. Hey, shake it, just don't let it show. When you're walking with the radio, I'm walking with the radio. Walking with the radio, I'm walking with the radio.
Yeah.
What a great way to start the show. That was The Automatics, which what should have been their first single for Island Records back in 1978. But it was pulled by Island Records when the Tanks Roll Over Poland again came to their ears. But I actually received that as via email yesterday from David Philp, the frontman of The Automatics, who is recovering from cancer treatment in California right now. So best wishes go out to David for a swift recovery there. He's actually become a really good friend since the beginning of this Blank Generation initiative that I set up, which is only in its fifth week, and become a really good friend with David. And he's actually shared with me one page of a punk rock diary that he's writing at the moment. I in turn have shared it with Mark Brennan, Captain Oi, and both of us cannot wait to hear what else he's got to say. So that should be something really exciting. So those two tracks were Walking With The Radio On and Watcher Now. Watcher Now was actually the B-side of When The Tanks Roll Over Poland Again, but not that version, which I'm reliably told is a bit of an exclusive, and that's come from the man himself. So there's a little bit of fan worshipping going on there, so that leads me to the next track, and of course it's the Dickies with Fan Mail.
Dear fans,
Fan Mail by the Dickies there, and that reached number 53 in the UK chart in 1979. There's actually no rhyme or reason with the selection of tracks tonight. It's just I'm just playing what I like, really. There was a good reason for playing the Automatics at the top of the show, but I would have wanted to play them anyway. That was the Dickies, always a firm favourite band of mine. And talking of favourite bands, this was another one, and this is the Lurkers, the B-side of their debut single Shadow. Could quite have easily have been the A-side. Love Story. The Lurkers there with Love Story. And now, moving on, this is the Zeros from Walthamstow. They formed in 1976, and I found this one while searching around on YouTube for Lost Punk Records, and of course Binliner Records with their excellent Bored Teenagers album series. They don't miss a trick, and this one featured on Volume 11. The song is called Chingford, and the band is called The Zeros.
It's my hometown and it's okay. You may get bored, but I'm bored anyway. I can take it anyway at all. From the supermarket to your town hall. Oh, Chingford. It's so close to those open spaces. It's just full of those smiling faces. Just the way a London suburb ought to be. Oh, ask the boys standing in the square. Ask them any time, they're always there. There is nothing else to do at all. From the side of Griffin to the old town hall. Oh, Chamber. Queen Elizabeth on Old Tavern. You just know that nothing will happen. Just as well, the scenery is so pretty. Oh,
Chingford by the Zeros. Next band up is Menace. They don't need a lot of introduction, but one of the good things about doing this show is when I'm doing my research, I start finding out things I didn't actually know about at the time. What I do know is that I bought I Need Nothing in 1978 by Menace, London's finest. But what I didn't realise was this song was actually produced by Velvet Underground founder member John Cale, and I didn't realise he was Welsh either. But either way, this is Menace. I Need Nothing.
You got your electric cards and your flash on drink. Your buttons come running every time the bell rings. You got your maids waiting on your head of foot. Me and Ryder Bay covered in soot. 'Cause I don't care.
sounds as good today as it did back then. That's I Need Nothing by Menace. The next record is by a band called Running Dogs. The title is Born Yesterday. The sleeve tells me that it was on Shattered Records and it was released in 1980. I've got no idea where the band are from, but the sleeve also tells me that it was recorded in a studio in Takeley, which is quite near to where I live. So it's near Stansted Airport. So they are probably from Essex. It's a great song, and Born Yesterday by Running Dogs. By Running Dogs. Next up is the Wild Boys. They were from Coventry, and this is a 1980 B-side of theirs, which was released on Ringpiece Records, which is a pretty cool name for a record label. It's highly collectible, and it was possibly not even an official release. I have read somewhere that band members don't believe it was ever officially released. But it's another one that I kind of found searching around on YouTube for long lost nuggets, and this certainly falls into that category. It's the Wild Boys with We're Only Monsters.
We'll be right back. And this is Jacob Burnell from The Stranglers, and you're listening to The Blank Generation, Phoenix FM. And I commend Steve Green to you all.
The people around this place are both been getting down. They got a strange idea of taste, they're trying to pull me around. They tell me to come and that ain't just like the norm. And I'm not gonna be a businessman, sell a car or drive a van. I just wanna be a star. I don't wanna pick my wages up at the end of the week. I'm not very smart and I can't play business hide and seek. So as I'm in, there's nothing to decide. And I'm not gonna be a shopkeeper, a railway guard on the night sleeper. I just wanna be a star.
Alright.
Fantastic stuff there. That was The Days and I Wanna Be a Star. They were a three-piece punk band from Birmingham. And if you get time, look them up on the website, boredteenagers.co.uk. This track features on Volume 6 of that aforementioned series of albums on Binliner Records. But their bio and history is a really, really good read for people that are interested in the genre. In between Jean-Jacques Burnell's plug for Bored Teenagers, it wasn't Bored Teenagers, it was Blank Generation. Before him, there was the Wild Boys with We're Only Monsters. Right, this next track, I remember John Peel playing it over and over back in the day. And I always wondered who it was by. I could always have the song ringing in my head. And for some reason, I never knew it belonged to Vice Creams, but I'm glad it did, because that means that they didn't just have two great singles. They also had this song, and it featured on the Aylesbury Goes Flaccid, which was the local compilation album, and John Peel used to play bits from it, and I'm positive that's why I heard it first in 1978. Great song, No Passion by the Vice Creams.
Okay, let's make this the big one for Flaccid.
Looking back to try, starting in the fashion that I'll never see again. Someone looking back, nothing there to say. Someone
No Passion by the Vice Creams there. Fantastic stuff. And they remind me, well, I'm pretty sure they were influenced by this next band, who won't need any introduction, but it is The Clash, and from their debut album, one of the standout tracks, and well, they were all standout tracks really, weren't they? But this one was Deny. There with Deny. Next song is by a band called Sleepers, and I've researched them and I found nothing at all other than this was released in 1980 on Bat Records and that the band were from Grimsby. It's one of my favorite tracks at the moment. I've been playing it a lot at home, and another one that I really found on YouTube while rooting around for long lost nuggets. Some people might know loads about this band and it might just be me being out of touch, but this one is called Angel in a Raincoat and the band is Sleepers.
Girl on the corner standing in the rain, every day it's just the same, so why should I stare? I see you each morning, it's just the same, she must have been a woman with the clothes that I wear. We'll be right back.
Stuff there, that could have been the Buzzcocks, couldn't it? I wonder if Pete Shelley wrote that one for them. Fantastic stuff there from the Sleepers. Next band is called Lip Moves. They made a single in 1979 on Ticonderoga Records. Right, I had to look that up, and because they were holding a sign up with Ticonderoga Street on it, on the sleeve. And when I googled that place, there was only one street name, and it was in Southampton. So I'm assuming that that's where Lip Moves come from. And this was their single, and it was called Guest.
I'm Duncan Reed, and you're listening to Steve Green, Blank Generation on Phoenix 98 FM. You poor, poor souls.
Remember those dark nights down Then the girls came with the long hair, high heels and the makeup never quite right.
Well, that has to be the best pop punk song of all time, the best power pop song of all time, one of the best punk rock songs of all time. And that was Brickfield Nights by the Boys. And before that, well, actually introducing that, you heard Kid Reed, Duncan Reed of the Boys and now of the Big Heads, introducing that song. But he wasn't introducing the song, he was just telling you that you're listening to Blank Generation. And before that was Guest by Lip Moves. Now, I've already mentioned this guy once in the show so far, but he's the chap who pulls me up on all my mistakes when he listens to the show, probably the week, for a whole week, I reckon. He just listens to it, just trying to pick up mistakes. But anyway, far from picking up mistakes on the last show, he's actually asked me why I haven't played this next track so far. I've got to be absolutely honest and say I hadn't heard it before, but it's a 1978 single from a Croydon punk band, and they were called the Dyaks, and rightly so, this one has been recommended. It's called Gutter Kids.
Yeah.
Great suggestion by the captain there, Mark Brennan, Captain Oi, and that was the Dyaks with Gutter Kids. I really enjoyed reading about this next band. They were from Liverpool, and they claim to have played at the legendary punk venue Eric's more than any other band, and they even opened for The Clash on their 1977 White Riot tour there, and Bernie Rhodes actually invited them to play further gigs on the tour. They only recorded four tracks in 1977. I'm not even sure if any of them made it onto vinyl back in the day, but obviously it appears somewhere and nowadays, and this one is called Death Wish. Death Wish there by the Destroyers. Next up, we've got a band called Blitz. Quite possibly not the one you're more familiar with, but the ones who were there first. I was actually pretty good mates with the second wave Blitz, especially Mackie, the bass guitarist, who actually dated Helen from the Violators, but that's bringing punk rock a little bit too far up to date, because we're only going back about 38 years there. Right, so this was... next one is by Blitz. They had a song called We're Okay, Sod You. I'm not sure where to start with this lot. They played the Roxy more than any other band, and they were actually the last ones to ever play there on the final night. Interestingly, their bass player, Big George, wrote the theme tune to Have I Got News For You and arranged the theme tune to Ricky Gervais's The Office. So he's probably done all right for himself, but... In 1977, he was in a band called Blitz, and they had this song called We're Okay, Sod You.
So what if you're at the front of the line? I'm pushing it. I've got the time to argue. As long as I'm alright.
okay. Sod You by Blitz.
Oh dear.
And that was the end of it. Okay. Right, moving into the one of the punk icons, one of the big boys of the era, Top of the Pops and all that, but how fantastic. 999 Emergency. Third single that came out in 1978, and that was Emergency. This next band were called the Bullets, and they had a single out called Girl on Page 3, and I remember the B-side being called College Girls, which I remember being slightly better. At 3:46, this better be as good as I remembered it. So here is Girl on Page 3 by the Bullets.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I think it stood the test of time. That was the Bullets there with Girl on Page 3. I suppose they might have been Birmingham's answer to Dr. Feelgood. I can't say I heard much more other than the aforementioned B-side there, which was Grammar School Girls, I think it was called. So they managed to get the word Girls on both sides of the single. Right, so meanwhile, down in Devon, in Exeter, Exeter University, four students who went their separate ways after graduating, but they did release one single while they were studying at Essex Exeter University in 1979. It was a four-track EP. It was released on Clubland Records, and they pressed 2,000 copies. The band were called The Scabs, and this song was called Leave Me Alone. Exeter University's The Scabs there from 1978-9 actually. So most of these songs are around about that era, and I would have been 16 when that came out, and that brings me nicely on to this one.
Ride from the heart, but that's all that's on the menu. Alive, solid card.
16 again there by the Buzzcocks, very apt. Right, so I'm going to tell you a story now about some junior school friends called Mike McGran and Kim Gardner. They got into the Ramones in 1977, practiced their songs as well as those by The Clash, 999, a host of other UK bands, and then they decided to start their own band called Channel 3. I met Mike, the singer, guitarist, in Las Vegas last year, and I told him I'd been a fan since their first single on Posh Boy Records, and that was before No Future picked them up on during the UK 82 punk scene. I've been communicating with Mike about doing a Blank Generation show with him, but the current global health emergency will delay those plans, unfortunately. So although they released this song on Posh Boy Records in 1981, the band certainly fits the 1976 to 1980 loose criteria of the show, and this song is called Manzanar.
You think you're gone, but the whole I got.
Manzanar by Channel 3, and yeah, it'd be great to get Mike's top 30 songs on the show at some point, and even to get the man himself. I just listened to a podcast with him, he comes over really well on the radio, and be good to have somebody like that on the show again. Right, so moving on to a band that played in front of 18 million TV viewers back in 1977. Unfortunately, it wasn't a very hip thing to do for a punk rock band. They went on to the talent show New Faces. So despite it having that huge TV viewing, it lacked total credibility for those interested in punk rock. But that's a real shame, because the Ordinaries had a great few songs out that have been resurrected on the aforementioned Bored Teenagers compilations, and this one appears on volume 4 and it's called Models.
Yeah.
The Ordinaries there with Models. And as I said previously, that comes off the Bored Teenagers compilation, Volume 4. And also on that same album, Bored Teenagers Volume 4, released on Bin Liners Records, was this band. They were called Machines. This track is called Racing. All I know about them is they were from Southend. They got together in 1977 and released one single the following year in 1978, but then decided to split, which is quite not an unusual story. There was a lot of bands who were here today, gone tomorrow, but they didn't half leave some good stuff behind them. Machines, Racing. Racing there by the Machines. Now and again, I just have to play something that is more, better known, I should say. And this one is Swallow My Pride by the Ramones. The Ramones are one of those bands where you have favourite songs, but every day your favourite song changes. Today it just happens to be this. Tomorrow it'll be something else. But here we go, Swallow My Pride.
Swallow my pride. Things are looking grim, but they're looking good again. Swallow my pride. This lipstick should taste that, but is in it? Oh, is that way? Swallow my pride, oh yeah. Swallow my pride, oh yeah. Swallow my pride, oh swallow my pride. And things are looking green, but they're looking good again. Swallow my pride. Looking good again, swallow my pride. Oh, don't have for the real good time, and everything's gonna be refined. Swallow my pride, oh yeah. Swallow my pride, oh yeah. Swallow my pride, oh yeah.
Ramones there with Swallow My Pride. Now, if I was following that band, if I was in a band that was following the Ramones, I would be very happy with that DJ. Is that still a word? But the band that I have chosen to come after the Ramones is a band called The Now. They were from Peterborough. They formed in 1976. This track appears on the Here Comes the Now album that rounds up all of their singles and sessions from 1977 onwards. I don't think it went on much longer than that. But I have read somewhere that they got back together in the 2000s, but then didn't everyone. So from Peterborough, the band is called The Now, and this song is called You Student.
You've got pimples and flushes. I think that you're clever, but you don't impress me. You're a student. You're a student. You're a student. You're a student. You're into rock rock cause it blows your mind. You got a boring girlfriend with a butt behind. You think that you're a communist, but you can't be sure until you miss. You're a student. Solution with the lager and the LSD. Students Union, Students Union. The time has come for you to say you're not quite as clever as you think, cause it really doesn't what you learn when all you care about was what you earn. You student! 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 You student!
You Student there by The Now, and that's a really great song, actually. Really love that. Read their sleeve notes on online, and they seem to thank every man and his dog on the back of the sleeve. I was surprised that there was no mention of the Dole on there, though, because that's the only other band that I seem to remember coming from Peterborough right back then. I know the Destructors did afterwards, but and a few others I'm probably forgetting. But, yeah, wonder what the situation was there that the Dole didn't get a name check on the back there. Right, next band. One of my favourite areas for punk rock was definitely Northern Ireland. They probably had more to be upset about back in the late 70s than most other places in the United Kingdom. And the Outcasts were very, very prolific, and the third single from the Belfast Punks, and it was on Good Vibrations. It was called You're a Disease. Amazingly, they're still going, and they actually broke out into the probably one of the few bands that kind of managed to go from the first wave and kind of flowed into the second wave, so became a part of both. And as I was about to say, they're amazingly, they're still going. Have a new single out on American label Violated Records, which is called Stay Young, and it's on several different coloured vinyl. There's also a promo video for that that I've seen on YouTube, and that's really good. The reason I'm giving that such a plug there is it's my mate in Philadelphia, Pat, that's his label. But back with the era we're concentrating on, this is from 1978, and this one's called You're a Disease. You're a Disease there by the Outcasts. Right, we're getting to the tail end of the show now. There's just a few more tracks to go. This next one was from Scotland. They made two split singles on their own Matchbox Records in 1979 with another band in their same neck of the woods, who I don't know the name of. But anyway, these were called The Limps, and this one was called Someone I Can Talk To. What a great song that is. The Limps, Someone I Can Talk To. So, going back over at Northern Ireland, and if you check out the brilliant Spit Records website, which is for all things Northern Ireland punk and new wave related, plus more, there's a really interesting article about this next band. And this 1978 track, which I saw a live version of at the legendary Heart Bar in Belfast on YouTube. The bio was so long and so interesting, but I was reading it on my mobile and I couldn't actually find out whether this one made it onto vinyl or not. But Victim were certainly there when it was all happening in Northern Ireland. I think they came from Bangor though, so they might have been out on a bit of a trek away from the main city of Belfast. I'm not sure if that's why they didn't get as much fame as the rest of the Northern Ireland punk scene. But anyway, they were just as good, and this one is called Trademark World by Victim. Oh, I cannot let you. Brilliant. That was Trademark World by Victim. Right, to end the show, it's been a pleasure. You've been listening to Blank Generation on Phoenix 98 FM. And to close the show is something that everyone will know. And it was the fourth single by The Vibrators. And it was called London Girls. Just can't take the same.